107, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
Unit 99 is a regulation radio patrol unit of the Sacramento Police Department, cruising the streets with a tape recorder. Sergeant Meredith is on duty and works for your protection, as every police officer does. He can and does make arrests. His orders are to respond to the radio call. You go with him, and what you hear is real. Police, criminals, victims, and witnesses are all real. And whether an arrest is made or the subject released, what happens is real. Make no mistake about that. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 7. 42nd and Stockton Boulevard. Investigate a report of an attempted suicide. See the woman in the drive-in. Code 2. Check 7. Come in, out of 7.
Unit 7 is going to check out a suicide report. It's a code 2 and urgent. Let's get out there.
A possible suicide attempt.
We're out the drive-in now. The officers are here. They're going in. Let's follow. We're going the back way. What's this all about, Clark?
These people here have phoned in regarding a possible suicide. Now, we haven't got the entire story yet, Sergeant.
We can't find her husband. He left here about 7 o'clock.
This lady here.
I know where he is. She was not there one time.
She can't tell you where he is. I mean,
you better take them with you and we'll follow.
Yeah, right.
She'll direct you where to go. Okay, let's go. Unit 7 is taking a young lady out to where she believes this attempt suicide has taken place. We'll follow. We've arrived at the place. The unit's here. Let's get out quick. The house is all in darkness.
Well, this has a different name than the daughter here, Sergeant.
Well, listen, they're just
renting
this house.
Oh?
From some people
here,
so it could be
that's
the reason
that's coming. Screw in, the door's open. Somebody, who's this on the bed? Is this the young lady? See if we can arouse her. See if there's any pills in the bathroom. Wake up.
No.
Are you all right?
No.
Have you taken anything?
Did you take those pills you told me you took?
You did?
Did you take 6 pills? Eight.
Oh, no. Let's get the ambulance. We'll get the ambulance. She's taking about 8 pills. Let's see if there's anything in her purse there. Hold us a minute. Is there any way we can get up? You say she's crippled?
Oh, she walks.
Can't she walk? 3, 4, 1. I think we ought to get up and walk her around a little bit.
Come on.
Did you find any bottles at all?
No.
That's a good walker.
Did you check in that purse, see if there's an empty...
That's her purse.
I just checked the bedroom, Dan. There's 4 children sleeping in there. They seem to be all right.
No. So could you look around and see if you can find her purse of some kind?
I don't
walk. That's it. Keep her walking. Oh, there's 2 little tots in here, infants practically. Better cover them up. They're all uncovered. Let's still look around. Now we're in the other bedroom. There's 2 more tots here. Hate to disturb them. We have to find the empty bottles or whatever she might have taken. It doesn't look like it in here. We're in the bathroom. I don't see anything there. Cabinet. No empty bottles there. No. No, nothing here. Let's see if I can find out from her what she's taken. What did you...
No harm. I didn't want her to sleep.
What did you take tonight? Just keep walking. What kind of pills did you take?
The doctor gave them to me.
Well, how many did you take?
Just eight.
Did he tell you to take eight at one time?
They could be repeated.
Yeah, but not eight at one time.
On the bottle, it says take one tablet.
What was that?
Needed at bedtime.
Uh-huh.
Is this what you took?
That's what I took.
Uh-huh. I'm checking now as to what it might be. It says take one tablet. Needed for bedtime. She's taken eight of them. Pretty good-sized pills. Oh, I don't think that drugstore is open. I have a prescription number here. We could check on that. But just as soon as the ambulance gets here, we'll take her in and have her stomach pumped. You keep these, No, you can't lay down yet.
Man, she's going to call her boss and see if he won't let her stay here on the this house. Well, she can get him to work for her, otherwise she'll stay here with the children herself.
You were the lady who received the call originally?
Mm-hmm.
From whom did you receive it?
She called me 2 or 3 times. About 8 o'clock the first time, and she called about once or twice after that, and she sounded pretty upset. Last time she called, she told me she took her sleeping pills.
Did she say anything about committing suicide?
No. Uh-uh.
The ambulance just arrived. They're preparing her for transportation to the hospital. Huh?
Out the county.
Out the county?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go on down to the county then and check with the hospital authorities there on her condition. I contacted her doctor by telephone, and he stated that to have her stomach pumped. We're going into the emergency ward of the county hospital. Where's the patient now? How do you feel?
I'm fine. I just want to go to sleep. That's all I wanted, was just to go to sleep.
What seemed to be the trouble tonight?
I just don't get any sleep.
Can you straighten this leg off first, please?
Took 8 pills, huh, as far as you know. Why'd you take all these pills?
I wanted to sleep. I didn't try to kill myself. I've not got that much nerve. I just wanted to sleep.
I see. You took them one at a time, then. You didn't take them all at once?
I took 2 and 4 and 2.
So, how do you feel now?
I feel fine.
Okay, we're going to give you something to try to get those out of your stomach.
Oh, let me go to sleep.
You live alone?
No.
Do you live here?
I live with
my husband. She has 4 children, too, Doc.
Okay, we're going to try to get those out of your stomach. You'll be okay, mm-hmm.
They weren't that harmful.
I don't think they are, either.
They weren't.
We want to get them out of there anyway. You're a pretty small woman to be taking...
I can't stand any more pain. I've had pain for 2 solid years.
What do you have pain in?
All my legs were broken, both of them.
Can you walk now?
Yes, I can walk.
Okay, we'll take care of you.
I can't get to sleep enough.
He'll give you something afterward to make you sleep.
It won't help. If 8 pills won't make me sleep, you know that nothing else will.
Well, they'll do the best they can for you. Can you tell me how this all started tonight?
I didn't start to that.
Do you feel a little despondent?
Not enough to try to take my life.
You just take it easy now. Rest the best you can. Just take it easy.
Mihanovich, what are you and your partner going to do now?
Well, after talking to the doctor here, he stated that he was going to give the victim something to remove the substance from the system. And we're going to take the report here. And the doctor stated that they'll probably hold her overnight for observation and further treatment.
It is highly probable that this woman owes her life to the prompt action of the police. She denied that she was attempting suicide and blamed pain and lack of sleep for her action. There were, however, some complicating factors which were not revealed at the time. She was held in the hospital overnight and released.
Unit 9. 910 at Coleman Way. Code 2. Check 9,
Team 907. The prowler called to Unit 9, 2700 block on Coleman Way. It's out in the southern part of town. We'll check it out with him. There's a unit ahead of us, the curb. The officer's talking with someone outside. It's Sergeant Guthrie. Let's get out. Push anything?
Yeah, this is kind of an unusual one, Dan. This gentleman lives here, and a few minutes ago, someone came and banged on the door and tried to climb up the front of his place. Said that he had a cat on the roof. Well, sure enough, there's a cat up there, as you can hear.
I can hear that.
And he's way up on the top. So. See him up there by the ventilator?
I see him.
Let's go in the house, Dan. It's a little cold. This gentleman has no shoes on. I think he can give you a little story on it.
Siamese cat.
Siamese cat.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, we heard a terrific knocking at the door and woke us up, so I looked out these Venetian blinds, and that knocker there, the bell was going, and the knocker, Jesus, just about knocked the door down. I looked out the Venetian blind, and I saw the car belonging to the girl that works in the rear, lives in the apartment, and I hollered, "Who's there?" And he said, "I've got a cat up on your roof." And it didn't sound like a funny thing to me, waking up out of a sound sleep, and I says, "You'll get your cat in the daytime." And he started to climb up the brick, it apparently looked like, because there was jagged brick out there. Walked around the back of the house, and the wife came down, and we looked all around, so she phoned you people there. But apparently it's a neighbor down here, because he turned into a neighbor's driveway as he left. Apparently it's a true story, however, and the cat is up on the roof. So I suggested that they go down and see if it's their cat, and if there's any permission or anything they want from us, why, that's fine and dandy, but it startled us for the minute.
Well, I'm going to go down and check with those neighbors down and see if it was the case that he came down after his cat. If so, we can clear it that way. If not, well, it could have been a prowler, and we'll search the neighborhood.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're down the street about four houses from where the cat is. Guthrie is talking with one of the people at the door. Hello.
Hello. This gentleman, Dan, is a man that owns the cat. And he said that he's very sorry that he got the neighbors all shook up. But he would like to get his cat now. Do you want to talk to him?
Fine.
He's never been out. He got out tonight and said, "I'm going to open the door," and I didn't discover it until I was ready for bed.
I see.
And went out and called him, and he began to answer me, and I discovered where he was.
He's right at the peak of that steep roof there, and it's going to be rather an arduous job getting up there. Do you think you can get up there and get the cat?
If I can get out from the roof, from one of the windows, I can get.
You think you could?
Steep or not?
It's very steep. If you care for us to go down with you, maybe we might be of some assistance, too.
Sorry to me.
As for the Siamese cat who found the big wide world not such a pleasant place after all. He was restored to home and fireside.
Unit 4. Unit 4, an unknown woman entering the house. Code 2. Check 4, K-907.
An unknown woman entering a house. That's an odd one. Let's take a look at it.
They're ahead of us. They're talking to some lady out in front. Let's see what it is. Hi, Dennis. Green.
Hi, Dan.
How's everything going?
Pretty good. What's up?
Well, this lady here, she claimed that this woman climbed in through the window. And she says her husband was in the house. And she thinks that her husband's in the house right now. We have one inside the house. We just talked to this woman on the porch here. And she can tell you more about it than us.
What is your story?
He isn't.
He's not in there?
No.
You know him?
Sure she does. She really does.
Do you know him?
She can't. And he was in there tonight.
I know him, but...
Yes, he was in there tonight because she... I saw him because other people did, too.
3 or 4 weeks?
No, you're wrong.
Yes, you are. I'm not wrong because I know when people's been telling me and I saw him.
Why did you go through the window?
Because he was in there and I thought, well, I asked him to come out and I heard him going out the back door. Yeah, you left him out.
You have no right going in people's houses through the window.
You know how it is when you get... Well, I asked for her to come to the door, and she said that she refused to come to the door.
I didn't say anything. I didn't
admit going in through the, trying to go through the window?
What?
Do you admit trying to go through the window?
No.
You don't?
The van is still pushed out, actually, where she pushed it.
Well, just a minute ago, when we asked you, you says, yes, I tried to go through the window. My husband was in the house. Now you say no.
Yes, he was in the house.
And you admitted a minute ago that you tried to go through the window. Now you say you did.
I said my husband was in there.
Well, you also admitted that you tried to crawl through the window up there.
I did.
Well, then you did, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Do you realize that's a breach of law?
Yeah. I know it's against the law, yes. But she knew that I was coming in because I told her.
Well, do you want to prosecute her for illegal entry into your home?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Do you know this lady?
No, I never saw her before in my life.
I saw you.
Do you know her husband?
Yes, she does. I do.
Well, if you want to prosecute her, why, then it's quite simple for you to go up and see the city prosecutor tomorrow morning and get a warrant out for her arrest. We'll get you the necessary information, and you can go ahead and do it.
And I'll sue her.
Well, that's strictly civil. That's between the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Because I got proof.
There's nobody up in the house now.
No. He was in there. He took he went out when I asked him to come out. Yes, I did.
Have you seen your husband in the house?
I've seen him there at the day after New Year's.
When did you see him here tonight?
The car's right here, and I seen him. And
this
people
his car
seen.
In here?
Yes, that's his car because he stops here. And the day after New Year's, he was here in the house with her too because people called me up and told me. And one of the neighbors here.
You didn't drive this car up
here? No, I didn't drive this car here. My husband drove it here.
How did you get here?
I got here with my son-in-law. My son-in-law brought me.
Where is he now?
He went home.
What was you doing honking the horn when we came up?
I just honked the horn for my husband to come out here.
Yeah, how could he come out if you seen him going out the back door?
Well, the other day, when I was here, he came went out the back door and came around and came over here. He went out the back door, and he said that he wasn't with her. He admitted it to me.
Are you two separated?
No, we're not. If we was, I wouldn't even pay no attention to this. But I asked him to straighten things out with me, and he comes over here, and then he goes back to work, and he comes home to me. And I asked her to come to the door, and I said I wanted to see her, and she refused.
How long has this been going on?
This has been going already for 3 months.
Has he talked to you about this woman?
He does. He gets a drinking and he tells me about her.
Did he say that he'd rather stay with her or you?
No, he didn't say he wanted to stay with her, but because he's in love with her.
Did he say anything to you about divorce or anything?
No, not a thing.
Well, you know very well what you did tonight was wrong.
Yeah, I know. I'd admitted that. But, you know, when you get mad and you know your husband's in there. I know he's in there because people called me up. I got proof that he goes in there.
Dennis, where did Green and the lady go?
They went up into the house. I guess he's going to check to see if the other party is there, her husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go on in ourselves.
Okay.
We're going in the house now.
It was me. I mean, I wouldn't try to prosecute her or any of that. I mean, the criminal code, but if she bothers you again, I'd get a warrant out for disturbing the peace, because she is disturbing your peace, but that's the only thing we can tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's any prosecution tonight. But if she bothers you anymore, just call in, and we'd be more than glad to take her for disturbing the peace while every sign says citizen's arrest. Then.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll advise the other woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll advise the other woman the same thing. Okay, thank you very much.
We're back to the car of the other lady. I talked to the other woman, and she said that she won't prosecute you this time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you continue to come around
here... No, I'm not coming around unless I'll... next time when he comes over here, I'll just call the police and have him come over here and check himself.
Well,
is that all right?
If you come around here, she's going to have you arrested for disturbing the peace.
No, well, I won't come around.
That is a civil matter, ma'am. It'll have to be settled in a civil court. You don't want to call the police about it. You want to get a hold of an attorney.
That's what I mean.
And sued for a divorce. There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, if he's in there, we can't prove he's doing anything wrong or anything else.
Well, I mean, if he comes here,
we can't go into the house without a search warrant.
Yeah, I know.
The lady's giving you a break this time, so just take the hint.
Yeah,
and don't sit out in the car and blow the horn. I mean, if this is your husband's car,
it is my husband's.
Well, if I'd go catch a bus and go on home then, and wait till he gets home.
Okay, thank you.
Your tour with Unit 99 tonight involved nothing resembling major crimes, but was typical of problems which the police officer encounters frequently. The woman who crawled through the window in search of her wandering husband confused a civil offense with a criminal one. The mere presence of her husband in the other woman's house was no basis for arrest, whereas she, by entering the place illegally, was placing herself in jeopardy. This, you noted, was explained by the officers.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Be with us at this time when once again you will hear...
KMA-907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99, are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA-907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.